All right, that was Mariah Carey with Always Be My Baby. Okay, we are just in the studio just jamming today. You can call in 540-231-9888 to give your donations. This is during the Radiothon and for WUVT. And your donations just help keep one of America's oldest college radio stations on the air. It's our 62nd birthday. So why not donate? You would give somebody a gift for their birthday, wouldn't you? So think of your gift as a donation. Yeah. Donations are tax deductible. I mean, how many gifts are actually tax deductible? When you give your friend a gift, do they say, oh, I'll write it off? No. So I'm saying, if you're going to give, why not give to WUVT? All right. And we are now broadcasting at 6.5 kilowatts. And the station needs your support more than ever to keep up with expenses. And if you donate up to like, if you donate $15, you get yourself a nice bumper sticker. $250, you get yourself a WUVT hoodie plus all the other stuff that we're giving out. So that's just excellent. You can check us out on www.wuvt.vt.edu. Huh. So it's just one big party over here. That's the name. That's the theme of my show. I'm just playing all the songs that I know get you guys up and ready to jam. And I've just been having fun back here. Too much fun, as a matter of fact. Too much fun. But yeah, I'm gonna play you guys another song. It's a Michael Jackson song. Here we go. We'll be right back.
are perfect in every dimension. She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited viewing her anatomy. She's real, she's cool, oh, she's tight. Got all the curves a man like. She's real, she's have. She's boxy classy, oh, sexy sassy. She's heavenly, a treat for the eye to see. She's real, she's oh, she's stacked. Got all the curves of man like. She's real, she's
that was She's a Bad Mama Jamma by Carl Carlton. And yeah, we're just having one big party during Radiothon today. You can call in and make your donations at 540-231-9888. Again, that's 540-231-WVT. Or you can donate online at www.wvt.vt.edu. And you are listening to WVT FM Blacksburg. Yeah, this is the only radio station where we play music you can't hear anywhere else. Metal, reggae, indie, jazz, and more. Again, we're asking for your donations during our Radiothon. It's our 62nd birthday. Donations are 1/3 of our budget. Donations are tax deductible. Donations help keep the radio station, keep one of America's oldest college radio stations on the air. And we've just been jamming out here in the studio today. Just playing songs that really just get you up and moving, just really want to start your Sunday right. Because I know tomorrow you guys will be back in school, back to work. No one wants to go. But today, why not have fun while you can? All right, so the next song I'm going to play for you guys is September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And here we go. Oh, yeah, that's the jam.
Yeah.
All right, that was September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, another great jam. I've really just been enjoying all these songs. Oh, goodness. But, yeah, we're doing our radiothon, and we're just listening to all the good songs. Every song I've been playing has been a jam. But, you can call 540-231-9888. Or, again, that's 540-231-WVT. And you can make your donations to the radio station that just plays all your favorite songs on a great Sunday like today. Oh, you can just take your radio outside, enjoy the sun, just really enjoy your day. Oh, goodness, it's just so nice outside. It's been nice since like Thursday. It's just been amazing. Oh, it's supposed to thunderstorm, I think, tomorrow. So we definitely should enjoy it while we can. Study outside. Get yourself some sun. I hate being cooped up in the room of the apartment or wherever I'm at. I can't be cooped up in one place for too long. So I'm leaving here in about 10-15 minutes just because I can't be somewhere too long. So but anyway, I'm hoping you guys are enjoying all the music. Here's another one of you guys' old favorites called Cutie Pie by One Way.
You're the girl who makes me feel so good. so good. You're my cutie pie.
Right, that was Cutie Pie by One Way. And I don't actually remember a group called One Way when I was growing up, but I mean, I love that song, so I just never heard the group name. But yeah, we're coming to a close on the end of my segment of the Radiothon. Like I said, it's just one big race. I'm just hitting off the baton. But yeah, definitely tune in after me. Continue to donate. Thank you guys for the donations during my show. And yeah, I'm just bringing my show to a little bit of a close. But you can continue calling 540-231-9888. Again, the number is 540-231-WUVT. WUVT is the only independent student-run radio station that's brought the New River Valley the best Americana, jazz, funk, soul, and so much more for over 60 years. This is our 62nd birthday, guys. 62nd. Yeah, and so your donations are one-third of our budget. Donations are tax-deductible, and they help keep one of America's oldest college radio stations on the air. So we need you guys. We need you. So, yeah, definitely just donate, and we play the music you can't hear anywhere else. Anywhere else. Anywhere else. Metal, reggae, indie, jazz, and more. But, yeah, I'm going to play you guys our last song, and then I think it's going to be pretty much the end of my show. But, yeah, again, tune in to mine, Kurt B., the throwback, what is it, Sundays 1 to 2:30, so definitely check me out. All right, it's been cool, guys. Our last song is Holding the Wall by Tyrone Davis. Here we go.
In the hole in the wall. 3 o'clock in the morning, all the damn clubs are closed. I went to this place, y'all, I didn't want anyone to know. I walked into the room, had my nose in the air. It's 7 in the morning and I'm still in there. Let's go, baby. To the hole in the wall. Oh, yeah. I've had my best time, y'all. Yes, I did. In the hole in the wall. I took my high-class woman with me the next night. She didn't want to get out of the car. She said it didn't look right. She walked into the room with her nose in the air. It's 7 in the morning, y'all, and she's still in there. Smoke-filled room. Whiskey and chicken wings, people dancing and drinking, and no one wants to leave. Let's go, baby, oh yeah, to the hole in the wall. I wanna go there. I've had my best time, y'all. Yes, I did. And the hole in the wall. I know you've heard of that before. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. And no one wants to leave. Let's go, baby. Can we go to the hole in the wall? I've had my best time, y'all. In the hole in the wall. I wanna go, baby. Can we go to the hole in the wall? I know a lot of y'all have heard of that before. It's like all the time tonight, you can hang out all night long. And I wanna go back to the hole in the wall. Somebody go with me. Let's go, baby. To the hole in the wall. I've had my best time, y'all. At the hole in the wall. Oh, yeah. 3 o'clock in the morning, all the damn clubs are closed. I went to this place, y'all. I didn't want anyone to know. Walked into the room, had my nose in the air. It's 7 in the morning, and I'm still in there. But let's go, baby, yeah. To the hole in the wall, oh, yeah. I've had my best time, y'all. Yes, I did. In the hole in the wall.
Welcome to Talk at the Table. I'm your host, Andy Morikawa. We're coming to you from the studios of WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg, the Valley's number one radio station and the nation's first student radio station, where more tower means more power. Our studios are in Squires Student Center on the campus of Virginia Tech. Talk at the Table's where community stories come alive, the discourse is civil, and our guests are all neighbors. Give us a call. This is a special day. It's the last day of Radiothon for WUVT, and it is the week we do twice a year to raise funds. At least a third of our budget is supported by our listeners, you folks. And if you would, give us a call at 231-9888 and help us provide support for the best radio. It's the only independent studio-run station that's brought to you in the New River Valley, and we're bringing you the best in Americana, jazz, funk, soul, and so much more for over 60 years. And that number again is 540-231-9888. Your donation to WUVT helps us promote local musicians, provide educational programming, and broadcasting special shows like Talk at the Table, Hickory Dickory Dock, The Greek Show, The Turkish Show, and so much more. We've got a couple of guests for you today that we're going to intersperse with music. And our first guest is Tom Howard, who's a professor of history here at Virginia Tech. And Tom is going to be doing a book review for us. And it is book by Susan Jacoby, who connects solid historical analysis with some important trends in American politics. And the name of the book is The Age of American Unreason. Let's take a listen.
Thanks, Andy. Among the books I've read over the past several months, I think the one that does the best job of connecting a solid historical analysis with some important trends in American politics is The Age of American Unreason by Susan Jacoby. It was first published in 2008, followed by an updated post-presidential election edition last year. I first became aware of Jacoby a few years ago when she published Freethinkers, A History of American Secularism from the Time of the Founders of the Republic. Since then, she's published a number of other things and has become something of a public intellectual in her own right. She's periodically interviewed on radio, television programs. I know I've seen her at least once, maybe twice, on Bill Moyer's Journal. She isn't shy about naming her historical contemporary heroes and villains. One of her heroes is the recently deceased American historian Arthur M. Schlesinger, Jr. She has a wonderful quote from Schlesinger that I think is worth passing on. He wrote that it is impossible to, quote, put a coin in a slot and have history come out, for the past is a chaos of events and personalities into which we cannot penetrate. It is beyond retrieval, and it is beyond reconstruction. All historians know this in their souls. We do. But this never stopped Schlesinger in his life from trying, nor has it stopped Jacoby. And The Age of American Unreason, I think, is an impressive effort at trying to put it together. She begins the book with a quote from another famous historian, Richard Hofstadter, who was in his prime in the 1950s and the early 1960s. In 1963, Hofstadter published a critically important book, Anti-Intellectualism in American Life. It won the Pulitzer Prize in History for him that year. Hofstadter traced and analyzed the cultural history of hostility in American society to intellectual pursuit, beginning with the early colonial period on through the Eisenhower years. Often in American history, anti-intellectuals portray themselves as the common person, populace who oppose political and academic elites who they maintain have no understanding whatsoever of the average guy or gal. They stress practical knowledge over book learning. Their reaction often involves angry slogans that make thoughtful exchanges and discourse difficult or impossible. There are a good many of these on the landscape today. Some would argue most likely that Sarah Palin is a good example of this tradition of anti-intellectualism in American politics. Jacoby's book is an attempt to update certain things in Hofstadter and to trace the working out of some of his ideas since the early 1960s. She quotes a passage from him that expresses his cautious optimism that cultural openness and generosity would prevail, and his concern that it might not. Here's the quote, and your listeners can reflect on what they feel has happened during the half century or so since he wrote it. Here it is. It is possible, of course, that the avenues of choice are being closed and that the culture of the future will be dominated by single-minded men of one persuasion or another. It is possible, but insofar as the weight of one's will is thrown into the scales of history, one lives in the belief that it is not to be so. That was Hofstadter in 1963. Jacoby isn't nearly so optimistic about where things are or are heading. Here's a passage from her book. During the past four decades, America's endemic anti-intellectual tendencies have been grievously exacerbated by a number of new species of semi-conscious anti-rationalism, feeding on and fed by an ignorant popular culture of video images and unrelenting noise that leaves no room for contemplation or logic. Well, as you can detect from that, Jacoby has written something of a Jeremiad here, especially the last chapters where she focuses on the commercialization of youth culture, on the growing impact of fundamentalism, on what she calls junk thought, on the distractions of the electronic age, the degradation of language, celebrity culture, bogus objectivity, and the dumbing down and cheapening of just about everything else. Well, you got the picture. She may, in fact, be somewhat alarmist here in some of her assessments. Your listeners, again, can make a decision on that. I actually think she's at her best when she tackles earlier eras of American history. I much enjoyed her accounts of some of the founders of the Republic and its early decades. Tom Paine, Rational Christianity, Ralph Waldo Emerson and the Transcendentalists, Horace Mann and the working out of the ideal of public education, and the many other battles that were fought over these issues. I think she's extremely good in her discussion of social Darwinism, of William Graham Sumner, Herbert Spencer, that she sees as background, at least in part, to contemporary organizations such as the American American Enterprise Institute and the Heritage Foundation. And Ayn Rand, that she argues is a later perpetuator of social Darwinism. She's great in her discussion of the 30s, 40s, and 50s and the impact of communism and the alliance of certain brands of religion and anti-communism. She has an interesting account of middlebrow culture in the 1950s that was, despite its limitations, she argues very much still a reading culture, the last perhaps that we've had. Her chapter on the 1960s is called Blaming It on the 60s. It's a fascinating chapter. The battle for the universities, Alan Bloom, Nixon, cafeteria Catholics coming out of Vatican II, as she characterizes them, much more. She has a chapter on youth culture and celebrity culture, one on the coming together of Protestant fundamentalism and right-wing Catholicism in hatred, opposition to secularism and secular values. I enjoyed the book a great deal. It's a good read. It's filled, as you can tell, from many provocative thoughts. Lots of wonderful anecdotes, and I think some really good, solid history. Again, the book is The Age of American Unreason by Susan Jacoby. And many thanks to you, Andy, and to Talk of the Table for providing me with a little time to pass along some of my thoughts about it. Again, thanks.
That was Tom Howard with his book review by a book by Susan Jacoby. This is WUVT 90.7 FM. You're listening to Talk at the Table. This is community-oriented radio, and Talk at the Table is just one of many stations that's brought to you commercial-free, and twice a year we ask for your support. And this is Radiothon, the last day of Radiothon in the springtime. Your donation to WUVT helps us to promote local musicians and provide educational programming and to broadcast special shows like Talk at the Table. Just to give you a quick rundown of what your tax-deductible contribution brings you, for $15, you can come by and pick up a bumper sticker. For $35, there's a CD live from Studio C, the best of Local Zone, that plus the bumper sticker. For $60, you get a T-shirt and the bumper sticker and the CD, and it keeps going up in ladders to $150, where you get a mug, a T-shirt, the CD, and the bumper sticker. Give us a call, won't you, at 231-9888. We're here until 3:30, Talk at the Table, and we play music and bring you programming that you cannot hear anywhere else. This is WUVT 90.7 FM. It's the only independent studio-run radio station that's brought the New River Valley the best Americana, jazz, funk, soul, and so much more for over 60 years. Next up, we're going to bring you some songs and want you to take a listen to one of our favorites. It's called Time After Time by Eva Cassidy from her album Time After Time.
Mm-hmm. second-hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I will be waiting time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I will be waiting.
steps between these cracks on Broadway, and my stride in rhythm to the beat of Home Sweet Home.
Thank you.
That was Alison Krauss, Broadway, from Alison Krauss and Union Station Live. This is Talk at the Table. I'm Andy Morikawa. We're coming to you from the studios of WUVT FM 90.7. WUVT is the only independent student-run radio station that's brought the New River Valley the best in Americana, jazz, funk, soul, and so much more for over 60 years. We are in the last day of Radiothon, raising funds to continue bringing you community-oriented radio at its very best. Give us a call, won't you, at 231-9888, 231-9888. You can make payments, cash, check, money order. I'm sure we accept credit cards. We can also accept your donations online. Give us a call, won't you? This is the last day for Radiothon. We just do this twice, two times a year. Once in the spring, once in the fall, to raise funds for the best radio station in the New River Valley. Our guests next are going to be Brenda Davey and Elena Serrano, our food enthusiasts, and they're going to be coming to us with their take on India Garden, which is a restaurant here in Blacksburg that just underwent some major renovations. Brenda and Elena are professors at Tech in human nutrition, foods, and exercise. Let's take a listen.
Hello, this is Brenda.
And this is Elena.
We are your food, wine, and health enthusiasts. We go to different local restaurants, food-related venues, and tables to offer an insight into what our community has to offer in terms of food, wine, and health. Today we are at the recently renovated Indian restaurant, India Gardens, located at 210 Prices Fork Road near Best Wishes. They offer a wonderful buffet every day between 11 and 3. Dinner hours are 5 to 10 p.m., and the bar is open until 1 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Their phone number is 540-951-5100.
So Elena and I had a nice buffet lunch at India Garden today. It's always a popular place, I think, during the lunch hours. And their prices for their lunch buffet on Monday through Friday is $8.95, and on the weekends, it's $10.95. On the weekends, they offer more gourmet meats and sort of an expanded dessert menu, and also some special and more unique Indian dishes. And so that's a reason for the slightly higher prices on the weekend. We had a nice chat with Baljinder Singh, the owner of this family-owned business. They've been in Blacksburg for 10 years now. And as Elena mentioned, they have just recently renovated their dining area and added a really lovely, nice wooden bar. And it really makes the atmosphere appear nice and more upscale. And in the evening, that they have nice new lighting, which gives more of a romantic atmosphere. The owner, Baljinder Singh, came here from New York City. He was in Long Island and then spent some time at Virginia Beach before coming to Blacksburg. And the reason that brought him here were just that he thought it was a nice community. It was not too large, not too crowded, and thought that the mountains were lovely. And so that was sort of his reason for establishing this restaurant here. And he had restaurants also in Long Island and Virginia Beach prior to coming to Blacksburg. He describes his Indian cuisine as more characteristic of Northern Indian, where they have more gourmet meats compared to the southern portions of India, where he said the dishes tend to be more vegetarian. He said that his approach for cooking is kind of casual. He doesn't do a lot of measuring. He likes to feel the taste of the food and season accordingly. So that was kind of a nice touch. And another new feature they're offering now on Friday and Saturday nights, he's offering live music during the dinner hours, which he describes as